And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Awesome Mania. I'm Michael Lindenbaum, and joining me as always is your undisputed champion, Mr. Ben Taylor. How you doing, Ben?
So I started watching Lightspeed Rescue. No, sorry, wrong podcast.
Oh, man. So, premiere week, Ben?
Yeah, dude. Like, the fuck.
But first, before we hop
it
in...
It's a pretty historic week, really. I mean... Just... Everything happened this week, right? Like, it's... I don't know.
Yeah, so much. Obviously, premiere of Raw for its next newest season, which is like, what, season 25, 26?
I don't give a fuck.
It's a number.
It doesn't mean anything when there's no off-season.
Yeah, obviously...
They keep boasting out there's no off-season in the WWE. Then why are your shows numbered in seasons, you fucking idiots?
Obviously, the premiere of SmackDown on Fox. That one we can legitimately consider a legitimate premiere because it changed networks.
Yeah.
You had the official 2-hour premiere of NXT on USA.
Yep.
And obviously the premiere of AEW Dynamite, which we were at live in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still fucking paying for it like 4 days later.
Also, you thanks.
Remember when we were in the pub beforehand and that woman dropped the fucking
chair
on my bad leg?
Yeah.
I still got a mark.
So let's go with news and notes real quick. News, we were pre-gaming at Capital City Brewery with Morgan, Matt, and Penrod. And some bitch...
That's not news. Don't worry. Yeah. We'll move on from that.
Yeah. But yeah. So we found out that I'm starting off with this, that Jeff Hardy has been arrested. We don't know full details, but it sounds like he was arrested while driving under the influence.
Yep.
Jeff, what's going on, bro? Like, I actually, and this is one of the few.
He's got to be done, right?
Yeah, even though WWE extended him for another year because of all the injuries.
Boy's got to be done.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. People were, like this, I don't really read the comments on posts online and stuff like that because a lot of it's, absurd bullshit.
Yeah.
But, like, I was reading some of it, and, like, people were like, oh, WWE needs to release him. Why? Where is he going to go? So he can go to AEW. So he can have all of his issues in AEW? And then other people were like,
AEW wouldn't touch him with a barge pole at this point.
Oh, he can go back to Impact. Again, the guy has a problem. The number one thing that needs to happen is he needs to go to rehab.
Well, that he's done that before and it hasn't worked.
Yeah. So, but
there's something deeper going on.
Yeah.
And to follow up on this, there have been two statements regarding this. WWE have pulled the Jimmy Uso and said he's responsible for his own personal actions,
which they did the last time he was arrested.
And Matt Hardy has tweeted, since so many people have asked me about my brother tonight, I love my brother and I want him to be happy and healthy. I've expressed that to him as much as I can. Jeff has to make his own decisions about his own life. I have to focus on my two boys and my soon to arrive son. I can only control my actions.
So even Matt is kind of getting a little tired of the bullshit. So, in other news...
And we are not sitting here in judgment of Jeff, just reporting the news.
Yeah.
And it's news that I know Mike is...
disappointed about.
Invested in was the word I was going to use because you're such a big fan of the Hardys.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Hardys. They're one of the biggest reasons I got into pro wrestling. And, you know, seeing this, it's like, it's great to see that Matt got his life turned around after he went, you know, to that dark place. And, you know, we thought Jeff was there at that better place in his life. But I don't know. And it breaks my heart. It really does. as a fan. So, but yeah, in other news, there is murmurs of Stone Cold Steve Austin coming back.
A lot of this whole people have been cleared thing this week because, well,
Austin hasn't been cleared. It's just murmured.
Yeah.
Edge, on the other hand, there was the reports that he was clear, which then he even on Twitter last night was like,
Edge has been, it's like Edge has been, someone tweet, I think it was Fightful, were like, Edge has been cleared and is getting ready to come back. And then
I thought it was Wrestling Inc.
And then he just tweeted, no, I'm not. And no, I'm not. Now, here's the thing. I hope he's not coming back. Even if he's cleared, I hope he's not coming back. Just stay fucking retired with your hot-ass wife and just let your career speak for itself, dude. Like, please don't make this a fucking work where he is cleared and he's going to show up at fucking Crown Jewel and get, like, $7 bajillion shoved up his ass. Right?
Like, literally, they're just going to shove the money up his ass just to show up. But yeah, no, I mean, here's the thing.
It's gotten to the point where I just, anytime anyone in any wrestler denies a claim about something, 75% of my body's just like, it's a work.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. Like, let's just kind of put this in perspective. Before Michaels did Crown Jewel, mm-hmm. as a favor to Triple H, he hadn't wrestled since 2009. Mm-hmm. Steve Austin has not wrestled since 2003. And Edge hasn't wrestled since, what, 2013?
Something like that.
Something like that. So it's like, Edge hasn't wrestled in like 6 years.
He's thrown a spear or two.
Yeah, he's thrown a spear or two. Actually, he got medically cleared to throw that spear on Elias at SummerSlam. Because yeah. he needed actual legitimate clearance to do the spear.
Yep.
It's like Christian hasn't wrestled, and I'm bringing Christian up for a simple reason of he could be put in that same category along with Edge and Austin, stuff like that, because that's somebody who everyone wants to see wrestle one more match too, because he kind of just faded out without like announcing his retirement. He hasn't wrestled since like 2015 ish. So yeah, would it be cool to see these guys wrestle again? Yeah,
no.
But as we saw from Crown Jewel with Michaels, it was a disaster.
Just, no, but it's not even that. I mean, the thing with Shawn Michaels, right, is Shawn didn't retire because of a neck injury. Shawn didn't retire because of
health reasons in general.
Well, he had that earlier in his career.
Yeah.
But he retired because he retired. People like Daniel Bryan and Edge, who have career threatening, life threatening neck injuries, come back. I legitimately to this day can't watch a Daniel Bryan match. Because every time he takes a bump, I'm like, he's dead. And I would be the same with Edge.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people. I know our friend Kat was posting about it, saying that if he did get cleared, we're in reference to Edge, that person should be fired. So it's I don't know. It's personally, like, I'm happy just seeing them show up and do like a guest spot.
No.
But I don't need to see him wrestle anymore. We got years worth out of them, of them entertaining us. Why? And I know there's a lot of selfish fans who goes, well, I want to see them wrestle. It's like, yeah, but it's not going to be as good as it was years ago when they last wrestled.
Yeah.
So, and then that's actually a great segue for the third thing that I had on my news and notes, and that per Wrestling Observer, it's pretty much a done deal, but CM Punk is going to be a part of WWE.
Did you see the stuff I sent you?
just now.
No, I sent it to the DC thread the other night. Where even Punk's commented on it.
Yeah, yeah, I did see the stuff that where Punk commented on it. Triple H even commented on it a little bit. And one of the things that's being said is that Punk, this could be the lead-in to Punk being back in the ring for WWE, and that a possible lead-in time could be 18 months.
Well, the other thing is it's been made quite explicitly clear that it's Fox that have hired him.
Yeah.
Not WWE.
But WWE had to still sign off.
Yes, but Punk was saying, look, if I do this and the product is bad, I'm going to call it bad. And they were like, all right.
And I think that's something that Fox wants. Like, legitimately. I think that's something that Fox wants. Yeah. They want somebody to legitimately call out the product.
Yeah.
Because.
And there ain't no one better.
Yeah. And if you don't have somebody calling out the product is never going to get better.
Ding.
So, and I think that's a smart move by Fox. And we'll talk more about it, you know, because obviously we're going to talk about Raw. We're going to talk about SmackDown. You know, their premieres this week. But, you know, hi, CM Punk. It's good to have you here. You know? So, what did you have on your news spread, good sir?
Quite a lot of the same things as you. We have finally found out where Tom Phillips is going to rest in this. Announce a shake-up in that Tom Phillips is going to become the voice of NXT UK, which I'm super fucking hyped for because I love me the NXT UK and I love me some Tom Phillips. So,
and he'll be paired with Nigel McGuinness on that.
Fuck yeah.
And interestingly, we talked about this. Actually, we talked about this at when we were at Capital One Arena. Mm-hmm. Where the rumor is that the game plan is to eventually move Phillips to SmackDown to replace Cole.
That might be it, yeah.
At some point down the road. Maybe it's not a right now move. Like, obviously, the right now move is to put him on NXT UK because Vic Joseph is now full-time Raw. But eventually, Michael Cole's going to stop doing play-by-play.
Commentating, yeah. And Phillips is, let's be fair, outside of Mauro Ranallo, the logical takeover, right? Like,
yeah, I think it goes Mauro, then Tom Phillips, then Michael Cole, then Vic Joseph, in regards to the play-by-play guys that the WWE has.
Yeah. Another thing in more, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say independent news because it's not. Independent wrestling history. There is, for those of you who are familiar with Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, they had to change locations because for a very long time they wrestled out of. What's it called? The place in Reseda. The American Legion in Reseda. And they had to move because it was getting closed down. Well, it's actually started being demolished now. So the house that built what has recently been known as the house that built the Young Bucks has started to be demolished. There was a bunch of WWE wrestlers who used to work in PWG that stopped by the American Legion before SmackDown yesterday and took some pictures. So
In Major League Wrestling, they've announced that they have signed Zeta Zhang to a multi-year deal in an effort to rebuild their women's division.
So, yep. What else?
The WWE Cruiserweight title has been renamed the NXT Cruiserweight title, which we kind of expected.
I was going to talk about that when we got to NXT.
Yeah.
There was one other thing. Let me quickly look.
While you're looking, there is also the Southside show.
Yep.
That WWE pulled the talent out due to, I'm blanking on the name of the group that's now running the Southside events.
RevPro.
Yeah, RevPro. And they pulled them out of RevPro because of what happened at the last RevPro event, where a referee was injured and was forced to retire. Not just from...
Also, RevPro have a standing relationship with New Japan.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but the other thing is that this referee, not only did he have to retire from refereeing wrestling, which was like a part-time income for him, but he also had to retire from refereeing from football, which was his full-time income. So that really sucks. So WWE pulled the town out because they didn't want to do it.
Speaking of pulling out, the other two pieces in these, while I remember.
Yep.
Scarlett Bordeaux has pulled out of a number of independent states based on having signed a contract. This is not long after she had her WWE tryout. So people are surmising that this may lead the smoke show to the Performance Center. And the other thing is Braun Strowman has signed a new contract with WWE.
It's a 4-year deal with $1.2 million a year.
Yeah.
And also I was reading the deals that... Gallows and Anderson signed were also multi-year deals where they're making $700,000 a year. Mm-hmm. The original offer was originally $500,000 a year for the original offer. And apparently AJ is getting, because I was reading the same article as you were about the Braun Strowman contract.
Yep, yep.
In the same article, it noted about AJ Styles, and he's getting significant money as well in his latest re-sign.
The other big news, I wouldn't call it big news, but the other news is that Kylie Rae returned to the ring this week. Still no comment on to why she left AEW, but there doesn't seem to be any
bad blood,
animosity or ill will there. Also, if you can, you should track yourself down the tweet, because at SmackDown this week, there were a bunch of Fox TV executives in the front row. You should track down the tweet that is a picture of them watching the Firefly Funhouse, where they're all lost as fuck, and just like, what the fuck is this?
And it's been rumored that Fox executives have been wanting Bray Wyatt and The Fiend on SmackDown.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Paul Heyman's been fighting extremely hard to keep Bray Wyatt and The Fiend on Raw.
Just stop using him. Make him special. Just stop.
Well, that's what Paul Heyman would plan to do with him.
That's what they should do with him.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other thing, we won't talk about this during our Friday night segment, or our WWE segment, whatever we're going to call it. But there was several flubs on behalf of Fox on the blue carpet of SmackDown this week. Namely, during an interview with WWE Women's Tag Team Champions Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. they were given the bottom third where they give everyone's name. Apparently Alexa Bliss is Becky Lynch. and apparently Mojo Rawley is Sami Zayn, spelled S-A-M-M-Y.
Whoops. Yeah. Hey, it could be worse. Darby Allin could be Jimmy Havoc at All Out.
Then we would have got to see Jimmy Havoc wrestle Wednesday, and I'd have been okay with that. There was no way they were going to put Jimmy Havoc on the premiere because you know the chant that would have followed.
You sick fuck?
No, Jimmy fucking Havoc.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how you charm for Jimmy Havoc. Like,
yeah, and it's actually interesting. We'll get to it when, because our next segment will be WWE specific, mainly Raw and SmackDown. And then the segment after that will be Wednesday night, NXT and AEW. But one of the things, and we'll talk more about in the next segment, is, well, now, those microphones got muted real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically for SmackDown more than Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, any other news and notes
that you can think of? There's plenty of stuff we could talk about, but there is so much else to discuss this episode. I think we should just kind of
go into break, come back for the next segment, which will be Raw and SmackDown. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, with that, we will be back with some Raw and SmackDown talk.